Chicago's classic rock station, 97.9 The Loop. I'm Pete McMurray. Breast year ever. We're giving away the money for a boob job. You can take the money. You can get a boob job. You can get a reduction. You can get a lift. You can do whatever you want. Just get to the website and sign up at WLUP.com. And we have an expert in studio with us. She's a plastic surgeon in Winnetka. We have questions for her. That's why she's in today. It's Dr. Lori Casas. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Doc, how many surgeries have you done?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Okay. I've been in practice 22 years.
It's nice to have an expert in the studio that we can get the real answers from, Pete.
Now, what do you tell the women how they're going to look after the surgery? What do you tell them beforehand?
Well, it depends what they look like to start, right?
Okay.
A young girl, an older woman with no breast development, augmentation is going to create a nice breast shape because it's basically just the implant,
okay,
which is round or shaped. Person that comes in with, you know, breasts that are a little droopy, nipples pointing down, if you just put an implant in, they're still going to have nipples pointing down, just bigger. So it really just depends, you know, how you come in.
You got a what do you call that when you lift them up? A lift?
Is it a boob breast lift? Yeah.
Okay, the breast lift.
Well, but you look at their breasts ahead of time and examine them, and you'll know that you need to move up the nipple and how to make it look so the nipple's not pointing down.
Correct. I mean, the most important part of this whole process is the patient's coming in with their expectations. You then do an evaluation of their actual anatomy. And then together you come up with a plan that actually might work because you might rephrase their, you know, expectation.
Now, doctor, you have some samples in front of you and you just told me this off the air and I'm gonna try to repeat it on the air. You have two suppliers that you use that are FDA approved from the United States. And these are guaranteed for life. Is that right?
Each product is guaranteed for life, which is never, you know, it's just not in any other medical device or non-medical device does a company guarantee a product for life. So it's pretty incredible. Women have to understand that. So when they get their augmentation, they maintain their record.
So they have to hold on to their receipts. My wife is always losing her receipts.
No, receipt
so that would be a problem.
Receipt isn't as important as exactly which manufacturer and what they had put in them.
Okay.
And then stay in contact with the company so that they can get recall information, for instance.
So doesn't the manufacturer then record the number or the person that they're selling it to, the person that has the implant?
They're recording the physician and the patient if the patient gives them permission.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, patients didn't understand how important it was. Give permission to give your name to them. It's not used for anything else but to keep a list. And then, you know, your phone number, contact information.
Right.
So if there's a recall, plus 20 years from now, when your implant or if it breaks, you want to have it replaced, you get a free one.
Right. Or if you get in a car wreck, you know, or if you fall off a
mountain. Or your kid's running down the hallway with scissors and accidentally runs into you.
And you get a pop. That happens. All right, Doc, I'm going to take a quick break and I want you to hand me the implant so I can actually feel them on the air. You have saline and you have silicone, correct?
Correct. Textured and smooth.
All right. We'll check out those implants next with plastic surgeon Dr. Lori Casas in studio. It's 97.9 The Loop.